Mudrani Yemel Himoch, but if the person stands said, Mudrani Himoch, that's Mashra, we're both also one to another. I'll tell you, Lechuda, if he would have just said Mudrani Himoch Lechuda, just this, without saying Shenetay Lecho, then I would tell you, Shmuel means to say is, Shneya Masurim, that attack of both Osir. I'm like saying, my food should be Osir to you, and your food should be Osir to me. Even though you didn't say, I raise the Osir like a korban, that's a yad. A yad means we see what you're starting off to say, that you want both yivs to be Osir one and another, so we finish it off for you. The Mora says, Kiho, the Yomra of Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Like if Yosef Chanina says like this, that if somebody says, Mudrani, Mudrani Himoch, that I'm Mudr from you, so he says, Shnei Masurim, that both of them are also. Mudrani Himoch means both of us are also one from another. That means my food is also to you, and your food is also to me. So that's what Shmuel meant to say. That's what our Mishnah's Mashma, only the one that said the Neder is also, not the other one, is because he ended off, Sheni Toyim Lachor, Mashma, only I can't eat from you, but you could eat from me. Gemara Tanan, we learned the Gemara later, on the Mem Zayin, Hareni Alecha Cherim. If somebody says to his friend, I am on you, Cherim. So Lachor is Hamudir Asur. That means to say, my property, my food, should be Asur to you. So the Mudir, the one I made it upon, my friend, he's Asur. Avomad Eloi, but the one that made the Neder, he's allowed to. So Chorat HaKash on Shmuel, the person said, Harei Alecha Cherim. If you say that Stam, Lachor Shemashma both ways, you're saying now Mudrani Yemoch means both ways. Sakam over there, Hareni Alecha Cherim, it should mean both together. I'm Cherim to you and you're Cherim to me. It's Akash and Shmuel. Somewhere says, no, Shmuel learned that Mishnah later, the Gain de Porish. He explained over there, the At Olai Loi, and you upon me know. There's something that clearly I just said, Cherim means my food should be also to you, but your food is not also to me. Right, so what about a person says, At Olai Cherim? The person says, you should be to me Cherim. The Mishnah says, Hanoidir Asur, the one that made the Neder, your Asur. You're saying like your friend's property, his food, should be Cherim, should be Asur to you, so you're not allowed to eat his food. Avumudaloi, but that person, he's allowed to eat your food. You didn't say your food is Asur to him, you only said his food is Asur on you. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rakoponim should be Kashan Shmuel. According to Shmuel's time, when you say At Olai Cherim, it should mean both ways, we're both Cherim one to another. Gemara says, no, Shmuel also will learn there also, Kagain de Parish. The Mishnah is talking about, we explained himself clearly and said, V'yano olech aloi, that I'm not asking my food on you. At olai cherim, I'm saying clearly, only your food is also to me, but not my food to you. That's Pshan the Mishnah there. So if the Mishnah is talking about, we explain yourself clearly, what should come out? Avo stoma. But let's say the person didn't explain himself. His Tam said, Hareni olech cherim, or at olai cherim. What should come out is then, according to Shmuel, my, what do you want to tell me? Shneya Masurim, attack of both us, one on the other. The Madr and the Mudr, they're both us. For the Gemara, no. Hamidik Tani Seifa. Since the Seifa, that Mishnah says like this. If somebody says, Hareini Olecha V'yatolai, if he speaks out clearly, that my food is also to you, and your food is also to me. Shneya Masurim. So, Hodeinu the Shneya Masurim. Mashmoni in this case, where he spoke out clearly, that me to you and you to me, that's when they're both osur. But smashma clearly, ha-stoma, if he didn't speak out me to you and you to me, he only said it's stoma, then I'll tell you the din is who osur, v'chaver mutar, I'll tell you then is only he's osur, not his chaver. So with the kasha on Shmuel, it's not like Shmuel. Here it's smashma cloth in the Mishnah later, that when you say ha-reini cherim, again you only mean you, you don't mean him. So again, what is Shmuel saying? How could Shmuel say if somebody says Mufreshani Mimoch, automatically means both ways? Here, Smashmi didn't Stam does not mean both ways. Stam only means you're answering his food on you. So it ends off Elo Hochi Yitma to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. This is the way we should learn Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's din that Mudir Ani Lecho. If somebody says I'm Mudir from you, Shneya Masurim. Mudir Ani Lecho means like me to you and you to me, but Mudrani Himoch. If somebody says, Mudrani Himoch means, I'm Mudr from you, you speak it out. Then, who was your Osir? V'chavera Mutr. That's the chilek. Depends how you say it. Mudrani Himoch, Himoch means from you. That Mudrani means me. I am an Osir, I have an Issa Neder, not to enjoy from you. Then only I'm Osir, not you. But the guy's Tam says, Mudrani Lechor. You don't say Mudrani. You don't say Himoch. You say Mudrani Lechor. That goes both ways. Fred Gemara. Vomasnis and Diktoni Himoch. And now Mishnah says clearly Himoch. V'yekimnu l'masnis and l'shmuel v'kulu n'atshiyoy m'shanetayim l'cho v'shen yech l'cho. Who the Yosef v'chever Ramuta? Abu v'medrani Himoch Shnei Masurim. Because it's no good according to Shmuel still. Shmuel was saying in our Mishnah, if he used just the words Mudrani Hemoch, both of them would be Yosser. That's why the Mishnah says both cases, Sheni Toyim Lecho, since you speak out Sheni Toyim Lecho, then only you mean you can't eat from him, but he could eat from you. But if you want to speak it out, Ma Sheni Toyim Lecho, or Ma Sheni Eich Lecho, then we would say it as Yosser both ways, even though in our Mishnah it says Loshem Mudrani Hemoch. So it's not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Now we're saying Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is only to say the word Mudrani L'chot, do you mean both? But Mudrani means only me. Hemoch from you. It means only your Rosset him. So again, it's not like Shmuel. Shmuel's Mashm, even when you say the words Mudrani Hemoch, also only you. Also it means both ways. And that's not like Rabbi Yosef says. So Mer says like this, Elo Mikorah de Shmuel Hoch Yitma. If you want to know what Shmuel really meant to say, is this what Shmuel meant to say? But it's not like we learned it till now. Shmuel meant to say this in our Mishnah. Time modi yom ha'sheni yech lecho, v'sheni toyim lecho. Hu tiyein hu osur ela b'yachila. When does our Mishnah say that you only can eat from his food? If you spoke out and said, mudrani himoch, sheni yech lecho, or sheni toyim lecho. Like you explain yourself, because Lashem Mudrani would mashma any hano. You can't have any enjoyment at all from your friend. But at the end of Sheni Eich Lecho, you explain yourself. You know what type of enjoyment you mean? Only you can't eat. That's all. You're only Yasa Bachila. Abahod Mudrani Mimoch. But if the person wouldn't have ended off Sheni Eich Lecho, he just would have said Mudrani Mimoch. You know what will be then? Asra Filo Bano. Saying Lashem Mudrani Himoch. Or Mufreshani Himoch. That means I'm separated completely from you, that I can't have any enjoyment at all from your property. That's what Shmuel means to add. That's that our Mishnah's mashma, you're only, yet you can't eat his food, that's only because you ended off, Sheni Eich Lecho, I'm not going to eat from you. But if you wouldn't have ended off, I won't eat from you, Mudrani Yemoch, true, it only means you from him. You can't have enjoyment from him. But how far does it go? It goes as far as any Yisra Nor would be awesome. Fred Gemari Yahachi, that's true. Leimah Shmuel Hachi, why didn't Shmuel say like this? V'yim lo yomri ala shani yech lecho, shani toim lecho, ein osim ala b'achila. Let Shmuel say this, like Shmuel should have said, you should know. If the person speaks out and says, shani yech lecho, then he's only osim b'achila. Like Shmuel doesn't say like this. Yes, the Bach is. Yach leimah Shmuel Hachi, the Bach says, v'yim lo yomri shani yech lecho, shani toim lecho, osim afilu b'ano. Like why didn't Shmuel speak this out? If that's Shmuel's chiddush, so Shmuel should have spoken it out and said like this. When does the Mishnah Mashmah Nitzar Machila? Because he said Sheni Eich Lecho. But if you wouldn't have said the word Sheni Eich Lecho, then you would even be Yosser with a total Hano. He should have said it that way. So again, it's not Mashmah, it's not Shan Shmuel. Elo Ochi Yitma, this is what you have to say, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Taima Diyom Sheni Eich Lecho, Visheni Toyim Lecho. Who the Yosser? That's when he's Yosser. That's when you're not allowed to eat your friend's food. Avol. Oma Mudrani Himoch. The person just says the word Mudrani Himoch, Loi Mashma, to Yoma Osir. It doesn't mean necessarily you mean to make your friend's food or things Osir to you. My time, why? Mudrani Himoch means Loi Mishdina Badoch Mashma. It just means I don't want to talk to you. Just the word Mudrani Himoch would not mean what you want Osir. Maybe it just means you don't want to talk to him. So in other words, not even a call to Yad. It's not even starting off, we don't even see that you want Asr his food on you. Or else the person would just say, Mufreshani Mimoch, I want to be separated from you. You know what that means? Tlayavidni Moch Masna Matin, I don't want to do business with you, Mashma. That's all. But maybe it has nothing to do at all with eating. Maybe I'm still allowed to eat from your food. It's not even called a Yad. Or else, Murachani Mimoch, I want to be far away from you. That means, Dalaikim, no, but Dalad Amis, Diloch Mashma. It only means I don't want to be within your Dalad Amis. That's all. When do we b'chlal see that the person really means to make his food osur on him? If he ends off and says, Sheni Yech Lecho, or Sheni Toyim Lecho. But if he doesn't end off, that's what Shmuel meant to say. If he doesn't end off, Sheni Yech Lecho, just the words Mudrani and Mufreshani by itself is not even called a Yad. That's not even the beginning of a Neder. And that's what Sugi will see tomorrow, that Shmuel holds, Yadayim Shem Machichas Lo Hevi Yadayim, that after the Yad is good, it has to be Machiach. From the few words you say, we have to see clearly that you really mean to make his food usher on you. But if we don't see so clearly, that's what you mean. Mufreshanim Imoch just means, I don't want to talk to you. That's all. I don't want to do business with you. We don't see clearly that you mean his property should be usher to you. Senech Nami, Shmuel holds, that's not called the Yad. All right, we'll stop here.